This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today dedicated to the nation three Param Rudra supercomputers in Pune through video conferencing to facilitate pioneering scientific research. The three supercomputers worth around 130 crore rupees have been developed indigenously under the National Supercomputing Mission and deployed in Pune, Delhi and Kolkata. Mr. Modi also inaugurated a high-performance computing system tailored for weather and climate research. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, "Today's launch reflects that 21st century India is advancing by prioritizing science, technology and research." Prime Minister Modi added that there is no sector that is not directly dependent on technology and computing capabilities. He said they are the biggest foundation of India's success industry in Industry 4.0. Mr. Modi said today's achievement proves that the country is moving in the right direction at the right pace. The Prime Minister said that India is developing its own semiconductor ecosystem, which will be a crucial part of the global supply chain. The Prime Minister said that the country's dream is to become self-reliant in the field of technology through scientific research. Mr. Modi asserted that India is committed to empowering the world and humankind with the help of technology, and initiatives like Digital India, Startup India and ambitious projects like Gaganyaan have been launched for this purpose. Top leaders of various political parties have intensified campaigning for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third and final phase of polling in Jammu and Kashmir. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed BJP booth workers of Haryana through video conferencing. Mr. Modi said the BJP is running a government free of corruption in the state. He highlighted that the youth of the state are getting employment without having to resort to any ill practices. Criticizing the Congress, Mr. Modi alleged that the party is gripped with factionalism, infighting and settling scores with each other. He claimed that such a party can never win the trust of the people of Haryana. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi hit out at the NDA government over issues of unemployment and MSP for farmers. Addressing a poll rally at Asandh in Karnal district, Mr. Gandhi highlighted the salient features of his party's manifesto for the state. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party leader Yogeshwar Sharma from Haryana joined the Bharatiya Janata Party today. Mr. Sharma, accompanied by thousands of supporters, joined the BJP at the Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini's residence at Sant Kabir Kutir in Chandigarh. Polling for the 90 assembly seats in Haryana will be held on 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, the final phase of assembly elections is said to be crucial for all political parties. Addressing a poll rally at Udhampur district of Jammu, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah said, "Terrorism has been decisively defeated and will not be allowed to make a comeback." Mr. Shah promised a terror-free region under the BJP government. He emphasized that the NDA government has fulfilled the vision of the party's patriarch, Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, by abrogating Article 370. He said, "Assembly elections in the Union Territory are taking place for the first time since the abrogation of Article 370 in 2019. Polling in the Union Territory in this phase for 40 assembly constituencies will be held on Tuesday. Counting of votes for assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana will take place on 8th of October. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar attended a productive IBSA Foreign Ministers meeting today alongside his Brazilian counterpart Mauro Vieira and South African counterpart Ronald Lamola. Dr. Jaishankar stated that IBSA nations actively participate in and shape global discourses on development, SDGs, poverty eradication, multilateralism, and South-South cooperation. He noted that the ministers shared convergent views on the need for reforms of the UN system and its Security Council. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that consultations should intensify as these debates become more urgent. Israel has intensified its military operations against armed group Hezbollah in Lebanon, rejecting proposals for a ceasefire despite growing international pressure. Israeli warplanes today conducted extensive bombardments across Lebanon, including strikes on the southern suburbs of capital Beirut. It has been a deadliest week for Lebanon since the 1975-1990 civil war, raising fears of a wider regional conflagration. In badminton, India's Kidambi Srikant advanced into the men's singles quarterfinal of Macau Open today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.